are meant to call from out of the past. Stories, strange and weird.
Tales of mystery and terror by radio's masters of the macabre.
Stories of the supernatural, the supernormal, dramatized by fact, the mystery, the unknown. We tell you this frankly. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these madmen, play, we urge you, calmly, seriously, to turn off your radio now.
Welcome back to the Horror, old-time radio horror stories brought to you twice a week by RelicRadio.com. We'll hear this time from Beyond Midnight, a series that aired over South African station Springbok Radio from November of 1968 to April of 1970. Produced 78 episodes. One we'll hear today is from June 20th, 1969. It's titled Sir Dominic's Bargain. Here's Beyond Midnight.
That money could buy, the rich they would live, and the poor they would die.
I was thinking of going inside. It must have been a fine house.
It was a grand house in its day, sir. The Warren House in the Sarsfield. Sir Dominic Sarsfield was the last of the owner stock. He lost his life. Not 6 foot away from where you're sitting.
Biotex, the new soak and pre-wash powder, presents Beyond Midnight by Michael McKay.
Just soak in biotech.
If you have wondered how to get your washing really stain-free, understand this. Biotech removes the stains and thus washing works.
Just soak in biotech.
Stains, grass stains, tiresome collar and cup stains, ingrained dirt, soil and grime. Out they all come and you don't spare a finger.
Just soak in biotech.
Biotech with natural enzymes is the pre-wash powder with the most enzymes to give you extra pre-wash power. Absolutely no rubbing, no color loss, no fabric wear. Use it for cotton, silks, woolens, synthetics. Use it to make new again. Soaking in biotech removes the stains and dirt, but washing won't.
Just soak in biotech.
Yeah. If you mind that marker, 7 or 8 feet off the ground, sir.
Yes?
That 7 foot off the ground, sir, maybe 8. Did you not mind what it is?
Well, I dare say not. Unless it's a stain from the weather.
No, it is nothing so lucky, sir. Nothing so lucky. That's a splash of rain from blood. It's there 100 years and it'll never leave while the walls stand.
He was murdered, then?
Worse than that, sir.
Killed himself, perhaps?
Worse than that, it served his crux between us and harm. I'm older than I look, sir. You wouldn't guess me years.
Well, I...
Oh, don't be put out by the hump on your back. It's been there since me birth, and I no longer mind it. You do it might throw a man into a quandary if he's asked to tell me it, huh?
Well, I would say you were 55.
Huh? I was 79 last cattle, Matt. And 55, all right. And something at the back of it, too.
Well, I can hardly believe it. But you don't remember Sir Dominic Sarsfield's death, do you?
No, sir. That was a long while before I was born. But my grandfather was butler here long ago. And many a time I heard tell how Sir Dominic came by his death.
It must have been one of the most beautiful houses in the whole of Ireland in its day.
The wind ripped the roof and the rain rotted the timber. And little by little, in 80 years' time, it came to what you see. But I have a liking for it still, for the sake of old times. I never come this way, but I take a look in.
I don't wonder you like it, though. Beautiful spot. Never seen such noble trees.
I wish you'd seen the clean when the nuts was ripe. They're the sweetest nuts in all Ireland, I think. You'd fill your pockets while you'll be looking about you.
I know woods.
Your Honor, the woods about here is nothing to what they were. All the mountains along here was wood when my father was a bassoon, and my own wood was the grandest of them all. All oak, mostly, and all cut down as bad as the road. Not one left here that's fit to compare with them. Which way did Your Honor come hither, from Limerick?
No, Killala.
Well, then you passed the crown where Maroa Wood was in the former times. You came under Lifnafora, the steep knob of the hill above the village here. It was near that Maroa Wood was. And it was there Sir Dominic Sarsfield first met the Devil, and she's the Lord between us and harm. And a bad meeting it was, him and his.
The Devil?
Aye, the Devil.
What happened, Sir Dominic and...
Sit you down, Your Honor. And maybe I'll tell a tale that'll make your hair stand up on end.
Yes. Yes, I'd like to...
It was a fine state when Sir Dominic came to it. Fishing and fiddling, three quarters for all the fiddlers from many miles around. There was wine by the hog shake for the quality, and beer and cider enough to float the navy for the boys and girls and the likes of me. Oh, there was money, me fellow. There was money. And when Sir Dominic came to power, he set about getting rid of it. Been educated in England, you know, spoke with the Lardy Darshan. He showed off his dogs and horses, and he travelled in France, and he had a great time of it. But once he was gone merrymaking for so long, not a folk heard tell of him for 3 years or more. Though the police was kept off course, waiting on his return, and my grandfather ran the house attendant on Sir Dominic's coming back, you see. Then, one wild night, twice apparently, Sir Dominic did come back. There came a rapping on the window, and old Connor Hanlon, the butler, my grandfather, was sitting by the fire. Warm and he's in.
Who knocks there? Who calls? Go with you, Javier. And you must need food.
Oh, never mind all that, Connor. Sit down. Sit here. Sit opposite me. Oh, I want to talk with you. And don't be afraid to say what you think.
And why should I be afraid, Master Dominic? Yourself was always a good master to me, and so was your father, rest his soul before ye. And I'll say the truth and God a giver, and more than that for any Sarsfield of the Northern, much less yourself, and good right I have.
It's all over with me, John. It is past praying for. The last guinea's gone. The old place will follow it. It must be sold. And I've come here. I don't know why. To have a last look around me. Like a lost ghost. Before I go off into the dark again. It was the gambling and the drinking and the womanizing. But enough of that. Listen to me. If you should hear of my death, be sure to give the oak box.
Yes,
the oak box in the closet, Con, to my cousin Pat Plasfield in Dublin. And the sword and the pistols my grandfather carried at Ochrim and two or three more trifling things of the kind. Con, they say if the devil gives you money overnight, you find nothing but a bag full of pebbles, chips, and nuts in the morning. If I thought he played fair, I'm in the humor to make a bargain with him tonight.
Lord forbid!
They say the country is full of men enlisting soldiers for the King of France. If I light on one of them, I'll not refuse his offer. How contrary things go. How long is it since Captain Waller and me fought the duel at Newcastle?
6 years, Master. And you broke his thigh with the bullet the first shot.
I did, Con. I did. And I wish instead it shot me through the heart. Have you any whiskey?
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Go out and have a look at my horse.
Sure, I won't be a minute running out to the stable and seeing your horse for you myself.
I'm not going to the stable. I may as well tell you, for you find it out anyway. I'm going across the deer park. If I come back, you'll see me in an hour's time, but anyway, you'd better not follow me, for if you do, I'll shoot you. That'll be a poor ending to our friendship.
And with that, he walked out into all the weather, leaving me grandfather with a heavy heart. He went down towards Moreau Wood. I guess he made up his mind that if no better came to himself between that and there, he'd hang himself from one of the oak branches with his cravat. And the weather cleared itself away anyhow. The night got finer, but it was still cold. The whiskey had cleared his head, no doubt, and he was thinking of enlisting, to be sure, in the French King's army, when he walked into the wood and sat down. He knew full well that a man might take his own life any time. What if it puzzled him to take it back again? Yet despite the cold, he was almost fallen asleep when he spied a fine gentleman coming to meet him. I guess he was a handsome man like himself, and wore a cocked hat with gold lace around it, such as officers wear on a coat. And he had on a dress such as French officers wore in them times. He came and stopped in front of Sir Dominic, and the two gentlemen took off their hats to one another.
I am recruiting, sir, for my sovereign. And you'll find my money won't turn into pebbles, chips, and nutshells by tomorrow.
And I'm thinking, sir, that gentleman pulls out a big pack of money and gold. And the minute he sets eyes upon him, Sir Dominic must have felt the very hair stand up straight on his head.
I feel like a new man. It's a lovely day today.
I thought you had flu.
I took a grandpa headache powder, and I'm well better.
When colds and flu are about, grandpa headache powders are what you need. Grandpa headache powders work fast because they dissolve almost immediately. Grandpa makes all those dreadful flu symptoms disappear quickly. So, whenever you're in pain, get fast relief. Get grandpa headache powder.
Ah, grandpa.
Just soak. Just soak in Biotech.
Names,
grass stains, collar and cuff stains, ingrained dirt, soil and grime. Out they come and you don't stir a finger.
Just soak in Biotech.
Biotech with natural enzymes is the pre-wash powder with the most enzymes to give you extra pre-wash power. Absolutely no rubbing, no color loss, no fabric wear. Soaking in Biotech removes the stains and dirt that washing won't.
Just soak in Biotech.
Afraid. The money won't hurt you. If it proves honest gold and if it prospers with you, I'm willing to make a bargain. This is the last day of February. I'll serve you 7 years, and at the end of that time, you'll serve me. And I'll come for you when the 7 years are over. When the clock turns the minute between February and March, and the 1st of March, you'll come away with me, or never. You'll not find me a bad master. I love my own, and I command all the pleasures and glory of the world. And if you'd rather wait for 8 months and 28 days before you sign the writing, you may, if you meet me here. But I can't do a great deal for you in the meantime. If you don't sign then, all you get from me up to that time will vanish away. And you'll be just as you are tonight, and ready to hang yourself on the first tree you meet.
I don't know, Tom, what did it? It's the heaviest load I ever carried. Open it, Tom. Open it.
And showed how many counted every guinea in the bag. And it took him until daylight. And he made Connor, my grandfather, swear to tell no living soul about it all. And Sir Dominic went about spending the gold in the bag. And the 8 months went rapidly away. And the appointed day drew close. And his debts began to pile up all around him. And by the time the night of the 28th come round, he was almost ready to lose his senses with all the demands that was rising up against him. And nothing to meet them but the help of one dreadful he had to depend on at night in the Oakwood down there below.
Ah! You found the money good, but it was not enough. No matter. You shall have enough and to spare. I'll see after your luck and I'll give you a hint whenever it can serve you. Any time you want to see me, you only have to come down here and call my face to mind and wish me present. You shan't owe a shilling by the end of the year. And you shall never miss the right card, the best throw, or the winning horse. Are you willing?
I'm willing.
Take this needle. I require 3 drops of blood from your arm. I shall catch each drop in this acorn cup. Break your arm. Now. Again, what is written there upon this parchment? The bargain is sealed and can never be broken.
And Sir Dominic was soon out of debt, and he took off his old ways again, and everything was fine. But there was not a poor man on the estate, that was not happier than Sir Dominic. So the years passed, sir. Tonarin was alive again. Music, happy ones singing. All were happy as ship and master. The money never ran out, just as the queer one Sir Dominic met by the oak swore it would not. The years passed and the seventh approached fast, and Sir Dominic grew more and more out of humor. Took to go on for solitary rides, sometimes at night. Finally, he lost heart altogether and sent for the priest.
No more to tell, Father. That's how it is with me. That's how it's been for six or more years. I've only 10 months to run now. What can I do, Father? Is there aught?
I've no idea. No idea.
But what, Father? My soul's lost.
No. No, I'll tell you what you do. I'll tell you. 10 months, you say.
10 months to run.
You must give over doicing. And you must give over swearing and drinking. And all bad company. You must live a virtuous life. A steady, blameless life. Until the 7 years bargain it out. You must live as if in retreat. Oh, Dominic. Dominic. For money. For good luck and troth.
Your soul, man.
Wish I'd never been born.
Never say that.
The months went quickly, and Sir Dominic lived a blameless life. Not a curse passed his lips, not a dice did he throw, not a wild dance did he lead. Never looked at a loose woman. And you may guess he felt queer enough when the morning of the 28th of February came. The priest came again by appointment, and for hours they prayed together, till the clock struck 12. Sir Dominic and his reverence were together in the room, you see, and kept up their prayers till the clock struck 12, and an end of February for that year.
Yes, Master, the temptation, but the deliverer from evil.
It is, Father. Get out. Get out, Father. Get out. Get out, please.
So now Sir Dominic thought he might as well have a pleasant evening. After all, he's fasted and praying. He sent round a half a dozen of his neighboring gentlemen to come and dine with him. And there was no end to the wine. And soon the cards came out, and the guineas began to change hands. And his reverence, who stayed, crept away when he saw the way the knights was going. And the party became drunk and sure enough and lasted into the next morning. Whereupon the gentleman took breakfast and slept out the day. Only to begin again the next evening.
All right, now play up again. I never had it.
Gentlemen! 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 A toast, gentlemen! Please, quiet! Gentlemen, a toast. To the best 1st of March I ever sat down upon with my friends.
It ain't the 1st of March.
What?
It ain't the 1st of March.
What is it, then?
It is the 29th of February. Leap year.
What? No! It can't be! Say it's not!
Master! There's a gentleman downstairs, a queer gentleman, if ever I see one.
Huh?
Tell your master to see in as awful a voice as I ever did hear. Tell your master that I'm here by appointment. And expect him downstairs by appointment.
No! Gentlemen, I can't come down yet! Gentlemen! Will any of you jump from the window and bring the priest here? I'm furious, for heaven's sake, gentlemen!
Master! He says unless you come down right away, he'll come up to you.
I don't understand this. I'll see what it means.
And the young noble went with a face as if he was to meet the hangman downstairs to meet what? And when he reaches the bottom, his gentleman is there to meet him. And directly that one sees him, he catches Sir Dominic up in his arms and carries him out the great door. And the queer one carries Sir Dominic outside and whirls him round high with the strength of a beast and crashes his head upon the wall. Sir Dominic was a corpse. There was not a gasp left in him. Pat Donovan was coming up to the house early the next morning, and after he passed the little brook, his dog that was by his side makes a sudden wheel and runs howling by that wall there. And that minute two men passed Donovan in complete silence. One of them looked like Sir Dominic, and the other, Savis, was like nothing on earth. They made no sound with their feet, and only the dog howled fit to wake the dead. And later, Donovan found the master's body lying there, by the wall, on that spot, the head smashed, and the body cold and stiff.
It's late. I must get back to the village now.
And I'll be leaving too.
Good night to you, old man. And God bless you.
Today's episode. I'll be back Wednesday with more. You can find past episodes of this show and more old-time radio at relicradio.com or from Beyond Midnight, too. It's a search box right on the front page if you want to search out anything specific. Or just click on the images for each show for more from that podcast. There's also links there to the forum, Shoutcast Stream, Facebook page. And if you'd like to help support it all, click on the red donation information button for more on that. Thank you very much to those who have. It's how we keep going. Thank you very much for joining me today. Talk to you again Wednesday with another episode of The Horror. The Horror is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.